While Alzheimer's is primarily a disease that is not genetically inherited, 0.1% of cases are familial, usually with an early onset. These cases have been linked to mutations in the amyloid precursor protein and presenilin encoding genes. Variations in certain genes, such as the apolipoprotein E genes, may also play a role as risk factors. Even so, our understanding of the genetics of Alzheimer's, including its interplay with environmental risk factors, remains quite limited. Direct decompressions, in the absence of a fusion, are often performed through a midline approach, with exposure out to the lateral aspect of the pars interarticularis. Some surgeons prefer a micro-decompression approach for unilateral symptoms, with exposure out to the midlateral pars only on one side. The same micro-decompression approach is sometimes used to treat unilateral symptoms through a crossover technique, allowing the surgeon to achieve a contralateral decompression from the ipsilateral side. Now, if your patient is younger and otherwise healthy, he might be more willing to put up with the side effects of prostate cancer treatment if they offer the best chance for cure. Most doctors now believe that external radiation, radical prostatectomy, and brachytherapy all have about the same cure rates for the earliest stage prostate cancers.